Q94, it's your Mound of Rock. We're continuing our preseason coaches tour as we look at area high school football teams, and we're going south of the border. We're going to Mountain Home. Talk with one of our good friends, head coach of the Bombers, Steve Airey. How we doing, man?
I'm good, Gary. How's Gary?
Fantastic. You know, football season, it's here. It's, you know, all that summertime workout, off-season workout. Now it's time to, I guess, what is that old saying? Proof's in the pudding. See how hard you worked, or I don't know. Do you got a better cliche than that?
Nah, it's just it's game time, and boy, we put in, I think, 277 days waiting for this day again. So it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. So tell us, how did the summer go for your Mountain Home Bombers?
Went well. We went to Central Missouri. We saw West Plains there. We didn't play them, but we saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Batesville Southside. Had a camp over in Branson. Had a thud camp over Mountain Home. So we got four contact days in with pads on this summer. That's not very much. Five, I guess, since you go to Central Missouri 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, we need to get some pads on and see what we got.
You know, I was talking with Coach Wyatt. And I asked him, I said, man, are you fired up and ready? Week one, baby, you're going to Mountain Home. And, yeah, that's kind of about the response I got.
Oh, man. We love each other and we're both sick to our stomach. That's all I got to say.
He said it will definitely be a mind game. It will definitely be, it's going to be a lot of fun, but, you know, you got some really quality players. Of course, a lot of people, you know, every year we do a fall awards banquet for volleyball and football. And man, you've always made sure that you're there. Mountain Home is there. And, you know, you've got some, well, for one, you got a running back that's coming back and, he's a man. He's the real deal, isn't he?
We got about three of them.
Sweet.
So we got three guys that they all start on defense. So we're going to rotate them in on offense, and we feel like we really got three guys that can go. So we're fortunate in the running back room. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, and you got a quarterback that can toss it.
Yeah, Brantley Phillips, 6'4", 190. Hey, he hadn't had his first start yet, so let's knock on wood. He has a good night.
Mm-hmm. Now, Coach Ackland, does he like what he sees out of him?
Yeah. Brantley's a good, just a good long quarterback. He's got a good arm. You know, obviously, what he needs to be is just thrown in the fire, and then we'll see what he looks like after that.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, you're a Class 6, I think, in Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you play the big boys.
We play the big boys, and most teams are bigger than us. We're probably about the size of West Plains, you know, in all reality. But at the same time, there's not as many schools. You know, they don't have a St. Louis, and they don't have a Kansas City. And, you know, there's just not near as many schools in Arkansas. So it's more mountains and more country, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Little Rock's about the only big city we got. Fayetteville's got pretty good surrounding towns, northwest Arkansas, but it's nothing like St. Louis, Kansas City, and you know, Springfield. They just don't have a whole lot of population here.
Well, see, I'm kind of torn because I've also got a piece of dirt in Isabella, Arkansas. You know, not just right there. I mean, a lot of people call it Mountain Home, but it's Isabella. I'm a lake person, so I'm down there quite a bit. But, you know, and there's a lot of people while I'm out and about. You know, you got a good buzz going about your Bombers. Are you pretty fired up about the upcoming season with the team that you're going to put out there?
Yeah, we are. We've got four starters back on offense, nine starters back on defense. We've had Coach Ackland now for 2 years in a row. We had gone 3 years in a row changing offensive coordinators. We had Ackland, Mallett, Ackland.
Yeah.
And now we've had Ackland 2 years in a row. So it's going to be good for us. The buzz is good. Our town and our community is really, really, really supporting us. We had our auction Friday night.
That's always big, you know, having the support of a community. And that's one thing that you've always been really good at is, you know, getting the kids to come and play and getting the community to support the kids. Not so much, you know, yourself, but I mean, supporting the kids. You're the figurehead. You're the head coach. But, you know, it's all about the kids. And, you know, putting them on a pedestal, man, it makes them feel good. It makes them proud to be a football player for their respective school. And, you know, good things happen once you kind of get that ball rolling down the hill, doesn't it?
Yeah, we do. And that's just one of my philosophies when I go into a program is try to get the community to back us and try to get a lot of people in the stadium. I want it to be the best gig in town. I want people to enjoy it. That's probably my strength as a coach. It's probably not X's and O's. It's probably people. And that's what I do. I try to wrap everybody up and put them all on the bomber train.
Absolutely. And so again, the 30th, this not happened for a long time. And you and I, you know, we've talked about it for since you've been to Mountain Home. Man, we need to get West Plains to Mountain Home play. Well, week one on August 30th, it's a reality. And you know, I mean, you and Joel, you've coached together. You're good friends. It's still going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a good gate. It's first responder, veterans night. So if we've got any first responder veterans in West Plains, Missouri, that's attending the game, we want to honor you guys, too, and acknowledge you guys. And we're really, really fond of our veterans and our first responders. And should be a good crowd, should be a good time, and it's short travel. So this could end up being a good thing and a good rivalry, I hope.
Well, see, I've always thought it would be cool if Mountain Home would host a jamboree. And, you know, that way you could have some of the smaller schools there in Arkansas, and you could bring in, like, maybe a Liberty to do a little scrimmage. And, you know, I mean, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, come Friday nights, I think we're an hour and 10 minutes or so from West Plains. We drive 3 hours plus everywhere we go.
Oh, wow.
With the exception of Harrison. And West Plains drives 2 hours everywhere they go.
Yes.
So it's going to be a good, close game. And I think the kids need it. The fans need it. It's going to be a breath of fresh air for everybody.
And this is a 2-year contract, right? You'll be coming too.
Yes, sir.
And see, the thing about it is, there's lots of great places to eat. Thank you very much, Coach Harry, for turning Harlan and myself on to some really cool barbecue places. But there's some great places to eat in Mountain Home. There's some great places to eat in West Plains. I mean, you know, I think it's a win-win situation.
Man, it's going to be fun. I don't even know. You know, like I said, I haven't even thought about really West Plains until today. You know, I wanted to get the CAC off my belt. Just get the season started, but tomorrow's West Plains, and my stomach just got sick. So anyway, Joel's probably been sick for a few days, but I'm sick. So.
Well, you talked more about it than he would. He didn't want to talk about it. He's like, well, yeah, you know.
I know how well coached they are, and I know how hard those kids play, and I know they do a good job in the weight room, and they got my utmost respect for sure.
Well, see, here the storyline is you and Joel, Coach Harry, and of course Coach White, but also you've got Coach Acklin and Coach Kanagi. So
absolutely,
I mean, you've got a defensive coordinator going against an offensive coordinator, and then vice versa. You know, so it's just going to be a family reunion. I'm looking forward to it. I wish I could be there, but Harlan will give me the inside out scoop. Coach, thank you so much for, you know, giving us a little bit of your time to give us a heads up on Bomber football out of Mountain Home. We appreciate you and all that you do, and we'll talk with you real soon, okay?
All right. It's good talking to you.
See you, brother.
See you.